Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The anti all Sal team. Look, and I said this before, this is not even a rip on Melo. It's that they treat Melo and he thinks that he's a Knicks legend, and they treat him like a Knicks legend, where he's not. Ewing is a Knicks legend. Melo's not even close to that level for all the reasons that I went over throughout the course of the week. Would he be on my anti Sal team? Probably not. I mean, if you're just doing NBA, no, there are guys that I hated a lot more. And I don't hate Carmelo. I like him. He's just not anywhere near the Ewing level. Like, not even close. He's not even close to any of those 90s Knicks. Put it this way. Instead of an anti-team, if I were to give you my top 10, I don't even think Carmelo Anthony would crack my top 20 all-time Knicks team. Mine. Now, I'm not just going based off of point scoring or talent. I'm going off of players who I believe can win. Players who I believe gave everything they got. Give me everything you've got. I believe I could get to 20 of those guys before I'd get Carmelo Anthony on Sal Licata's all-time Knicks roster. I'd rather do that. It's a little more positive than the anti-Sal team. Plus, I wouldn't even have Charles Smith on there. I mean, I get why you'd have him on there, but Charles Smith doesn't move the needle. Twenty guys I could name easily that are better than Carmelo Anthony. I mean, let me see if I could just get the paper down here and do it real quick. What the hell? And we'll get to your calls, 877-337-6666. Ewing, Starks, I'm writing them down just so I know how many, so I can't, you know, use my fingers for it. Oakley, Harper, I'm going to go Kurt Thomas, Larry Johnson, Allen Houston, Chris Childs, Charlie Ward, he would be on there. Let's see, Spree, why not? I love Spreewell. This is my team here. I mean, I know Willis. I'm not just going all-time great Knicks. I'm going my all-time favorite. I mean, look, you'd have to put... I didn't watch them play. Now, I know how great Willis Reed and Frazier are, but I'm going the guys that I saw in my lifetime. Ewing, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, that's 10 down. Maybe
would you
we
put anyone from this year's team?
Yes, Jalen Brunson. Good point. Jalen Brunson would be on there already. I am putting Julius Randle on there. Randle's making it. That would be it from this year's team. I mean, I like Josh Hart. I don't know if he can make this list. Hey, you know what? Josh Hart. Josh Hart is on there. Brunson, Randle, Hart. Let's see. Who am I missing here? I need 15, 16, 17. Maybe it's a little tougher than I thought. Trying to think of all the guys that I've had their jerseys, and I think this is pretty... Oh, and Mason? There we go. Mace has to be on there. Am I missing anybody from those other... from those 90s Knicks teams? Herb Williams! No, I can't put Herb on there. I mean, I loved him, but I can't put him on there.
Starberry?
I would not put Marbury on there. I put Marbury and Melo in that same category. There's got to be somebody else that I'm missing, am I? How about this? Did I put Camby? Marcus Camby. He's going to be on there. One,
oh, two. Tyson Chandler.
No, I hate Tyson Chandler. Yeah, hated him. Hated Tyson Chandler. Yeah, he got chewed up and spit out by Roy Hibbert. He's one of the big reasons why they lost that second round of the postseason back when they did make it 10 years ago. All right, so I'm at 15, and I feel like I'm running a little thin here, unless I'm forgetting somebody. You are not, though, familiar, Alex, with the 90s Knicks rosters, right? Let me just pull one up here. I'm disappointed in myself that I don't have more, but, I mean, we might have just run it anyway. Ewing, Starks, Oakley, Harper, Thomas, Larry Johnson, Houston, Childs, Ward, Spree, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, Josh Hart, Mason, Marcus Camby. Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, we're at 15. Melo's going to have to make, if I do a 20, he might have to make it. So maybe I was off on that one. Maybe I just end my list at 10 or 15 and Melo doesn't make the cut because he wouldn't be on my all-time team. I'll look at, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to look over some of these guys here. Nobody after 2000, from 2000, I didn't like that other, you know, even the 2004 team. Come on, man. These guys, Tim Thomas or, you know what I liked? I liked JYD, and I actually did a podcast with him a couple years ago for the Post, but I can't put him on that level. This is like, this level right here that I've got, this is, these are great performers through those 90s years. Let me see, like 95, 96. It's got to be more that I'm missing.
Did you ever watch Bernard King?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I know what he did. Oh, look at that. I can't put Hubert Davis on there. But I got everybody basically from that 93, 94 team. 95. Let's see. Let's go to 96 as they started the transition a little bit. Hubert's the only guy that I keep missing. Brad Lohaus, no. Oh, you know what I used to like, but I can't put him on this list. J.R. Reed. I'm not putting Charles Smith on this list.
I thought you were about to say J.R. Smith.
No. He was all right, too, but no, I can't put him on that list. If I'm not putting Melo or Tyson Chandler on there, I can't put J.R. Smith on that list. I'm hoping that there's like one more maybe role player that I forgot about, but I don't think that that is the case. Buck Williams. I mean, I'd have to go Buck Williams and Herb Williams and Chris Dudley, but I can't do that. I mean, that would just be disrespectful. Although those guys did give a lot. Wow. I mean, I had them all here. Camby, Childs, LJ Sprewell, Kurt Thomas. Yeah, I think that's it. All right, we maxed out of 15. If we're doing 20, Melo's got to be on there. Now, I could go all-time Knicks and just say, as opposed to my lifetime, and then just say, yeah, Willis, Clyde, you know, the guys like that, Bernard King, then Melo doesn't make the cut. Anyway, you get the point. I think I proved the point. I would take comfortably 15 Knicks in my lifetime that I have seen play. 15 Knicks. Ewing, Starks, Oakley, Harper, Kurt Thomas, Larry Johnson, Allen Houston, Chris Child, Charlie Ward, Latrell Sprewell, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, Josh Hart, Anthony Mason, Marcus Camby, 15 Knicks. Then it goes to Melo and Marbury.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.